Hey y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today we're diving into an extremely important and often misunderstood topic, one that I have actually struggled with myself for the last couple years, postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety. As we explore this topic today, I really aim to just shed some light on the myths and misconceptions surrounding postpartum depression and anxiety, and to provide a better understanding of what it even is. So whether you are a new mom, whether you feel like maybe you're experiencing this, or maybe you even look back and realize that you did have this and it validates some of what you're feeling, I hope that today's episode really, really helps you understand this more, whether it's for yourself or for someone you know. So let's talk about a couple of the misconceptions surrounding postpartum depression and anxiety, and then we'll kind of dive into all of the symptoms, what can be done, and I just want you to know as you're listening right now, you matter, and this topic is so important. You are not alone. Postpartum depression and anxiety are often topics that are talked about in hushed tones or brushed aside altogether. Unfortunately, this leads to widespread misconceptions that can perpetuate stigma and misunderstanding. So that's why today we're going to debunk some of these misconceptions to help create a more supportive and empathetic environment for new mothers. This is a topic that is so near and dear to my heart because it is just not talked about enough, and so many women are struggling and they have no idea why. So one of the first misconceptions is that postpartum depression is just the baby blues. Y'all, postpartum depression is often mistaken for the baby blues. While it's true that many new mothers may experience some mood swings and emotional changes after giving birth, postpartum depression is a distinct condition that lasts longer and has more severe symptoms. It's important to differentiate between the two to ensure you're getting the support and treatment you need. We will dive into the symptoms here in just a little bit. Another misconception is that postpartum depression and anxiety only affect a small number of women. This is super harmful because it downplays the prevalence and impact of postpartum depression and anxiety. In reality, studies show that up to 1 in 7 women may experience postpartum depression, and the numbers for postpartum anxiety are super similar. It's crucial to understand these conditions can affect women from all walks of life, including myself. Another misconception is that postpartum depression and anxiety are signs of weakness. Y'all, if you hear anything I say, please know this is absolutely not true. Experiencing postpartum depression or anxiety is not a reflection of weakness or failure as a mother. These conditions are caused by complex biological, psychological, and social factors, and they can affect anyone. It's important to remember that seeking help and support is a sign of strength and resilience. You are not weak for getting the help that you need and that you deserve. Another misconception is if a woman has postpartum depression, it means she doesn't love her baby. Oh, listen, this is so deeply damaging, and it absolutely has to be addressed. Postpartum depression or anxiety does not indicate a lack of love or attachment towards one's baby. In fact, many women who experience these conditions desperately want to be there for their child, but find themselves struggling due to the overwhelming nature of their emotions. It is crucial that we offer compassion and support instead of judgment. These are just a few of the common misconceptions surrounding postpartum depression and anxiety. So I'm hoping by kind of dispelling some of these myths, we can foster a more understanding and supportive environment for new mothers who may be experiencing these challenges. You should not have to be afraid to reach out for help. So let's dive into some of the signs and symptoms of postpartum depression and anxiety. Remember, if you or someone you know is struggling, please, please don't hesitate to reach out and seek help. There is support available out here, and you are absolutely not alone in this. Postpartum depression is a mood disorder that can occur after giving birth. So according to the Mayo Clinic, some symptoms of postpartum depression can include a depressed mood or severe mood swings, excessive crying, difficulty bonding with your baby, withdrawing from family and friends, a loss of appetite or eating much more than usual, trouble sleeping or sleeping too much, overwhelming fatigue or loss of energy, reduced interest in activities you once enjoyed, intense irritability and anger, fear that you're not a good mother, hopelessness, feelings of worthlessness, shame, guilt, or inadequacy, diminished ability to think clearly, concrete, or make decisions, severe anxiety and panic attacks, thoughts of harming yourself or your baby. It's important to note that these symptoms can vary in severity, and many not always indicate postpartum depression. But it's essential to speak with your healthcare professional if you are experiencing any of these symptoms to receive an appropriate diagnosis and guidance on all the treatment options. Postpartum depression can significantly affect a woman's daily functioning and ability to care for herself and her baby. But it doesn't have to stay like that, friends. There are so many resources and people who will listen. If you do not feel like your OBGYN or your doctor is listening, please reach out and advocate for yourself. Reach out to a friend who can advocate for you or a spouse, someone in your life. I know that the healthcare system is not always perfect. There are many flawed things. This is not one thing that you should allow someone to push you around about. You know your body, and it is okay to trust yourself in these instances. So on the other hand, according to the Postpartum Support International, we're going to talk about some of the postpartum anxiety symptoms. Excessive worry or fear about your baby's health and safety, constantly checking on your baby. This one really got me because I just thought it was normal. I have been dealing with postpartum anxiety and depression since I had little Shane, and he is turning 5 in December. I have had little Shane and then Emerson and then Chasen. So every time I thought I was getting over this, it was re-hitting me. I absolutely had no idea that constantly checking on your baby and waking up multiple times a night was not normal, y'all. But it's not. And we can do things to help alleviate that constant need to do that. So also having intrusive, racing, or fearful thoughts that are difficult to control, feeling restless or on edge, having physical symptoms like dizziness, sweating, or nausea, difficulty sleeping or sleeping too much, irritability or feeling easily agitated, avoiding being alone with your baby or feeling like you can't care for them properly, difficulty concentrating, panic attacks, and fear of leaving the house or being in public places. It's important to differentiate postpartum depression and anxiety from the baby blues. The baby blues are commonly experienced by new mothers and typically resolve within the first 2 weeks after childbirth. They involve mild mood swings, crying spells, and fatigue. Those are all very normal things because our hormones are all over the place, right? In contrast, postpartum depression and anxiety persist beyond this initial period and often require professional help for management treatment. Y'all, postpartum depression and anxiety can last up to 3 years after y'all give birth. The prevalence of postpartum depression and anxiety is so much more common than many realize. Like I said before, studies estimate that 1 in 7 women are going to experience postpartum depression, and the rates for postpartum anxiety are just super similar. These numbers indicate that thousands of women globally are affected by these conditions every year. Unfortunately, cultural stigmas associated with mental health can create barriers to seeking help. Society often expects new mothers to be joyful and instinctively nurturing, and this can really lead to feelings of shame or guilt for those struggling with postpartum depression and anxiety. However, it's important to know that these are super common, y'all. Many women experience this, and seeking support and treatment, it is not a sign of weakness. In fact, reaching out helps demonstrate tremendous strength and a commitment to one's mental well-being. It is so vital for new mothers to remember that they are not alone in this experience, and there is support available to navigate through this transformative period in your life. So, postpartum depression and anxiety exhibit various signs and symptoms, and they really can include the emotional and physical aspects. So, we kind of talked about some of the emotional aspects that you can be dealing with postpartum depression. And new mothers may experience the frequent crying and the irritability, difficulty bonding. And a lot of times you do experience the guilt and the self-doubt. So a little story about me. I thought at first that I was just experiencing grief. When I had baby Shane back in 2018, I had just recently lost my uncle prior to that. And I remember being so depressed and I could barely get up because it was so unexpected and so out of the blue. And I remember my doctor talking to me and saying, I really think we should put you on an antidepressant because I'm super concerned about postpartum depression. And that was really one of the first times I like had a doctor say that to me. And mind you, I have a master's degree in social work. So I knew about postpartum depression. I understood a lot of things in the DSM-5. Yet this is the first time anyone had really said anything to me. And I'd had two kids previous. So I got on medication. I was basically in a fog after that. My family went through a lot of grief. And I'm just so thankful that my doctor did mention it. But then came Emerson in 2020. We're dealing with COVID and all of these things are happening. And it was the first time I truly experienced postpartum anxiety. I remember Shane was sitting downstairs watching TV and I came rushing down the stairs. And I was just so terrified of death. I was terrified I was going to die. I was terrified I was going to lose Emerson. I had this overwhelming sense of fear. And in that moment, I just remember thinking, like, how am I going to survive this? So I went back to my doctor and I realized that the Lexapro I was on at the time, it was not helping me. And I was able to get on Paxil. The key is that you recognize when you are having these feelings and just not being ashamed to talk about them, okay? I hope and pray that everyone listening has a partner who's willing to listen. And if at minimum you don't have someone who understands that you feel comfortable talking to your doctor, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call them. The feelings of overwhelmingness, it can just be so incredibly exhausting. And I know with Chasen this last time, I also had severe preeclampsia. So I ended up in the hospital on a magnesium drip. I was severely preeclamptic. It was extremely terrifying. It was almost eclampsia. And I really was like clinging to just staying alive. So the postpartum depression and anxiety that came with that, I realized, and it wasn't almost until recently, I realized how much I didn't like being in crowds. I didn't like being out around people. I was very, very much keeping Chasen close to me. And these are these are normal things that come along with postpartum depression and anxiety. I've continued to work through it. I continue to take my medication. And I finally feel like after a couple years, I'm getting out of the fog. And so you may be listening to this and your baby is not even 1 year old, okay? Don't be afraid to go have a conversation. Like I said, this can last up to 3 years after you give birth. Maybe you're listening to this and you're looking back and you're feeling validated because you were not crazy, okay? It can make y'all feel crazy. I know I felt crazy until someone gave me a name. And we just do not talk about postpartum depression and anxiety. We don't prepare new mothers for what can happen. We just tell people to go home and raise this baby. We have 1 6-week appointment where we fill out this piece of paper, and that is it. Y'all, it is okay to advocate for yourselves. It is okay to reach out for help. If you are still feeling overwhelmed, hopeless, racing thoughts, I know I even experienced just extreme fatigue. I couldn't stay awake. It was beyond what was normal. My numbers were so low. Please advocate for yourselves. This is such a serious topic, and it can become very serious if it is not managed properly. So, like I mentioned, in addition to a lot of the emotional symptoms, I actually had a lot of the physical symptoms. And so when you're talking about things like fatigue and change in appetite, I was so exhausted. I would be falling asleep during the day to the point like I couldn't stay awake. It was so far beyond just like being tired from being up with the baby because Chasen slept during the night. Okay, but I wasn't sleeping. I could not relax. I could not just stop my thoughts from racing. So if any of these symptoms you're hearing about or we're talking about in this episode persist for more than 2 weeks or begin to interfere with daily functioning, it is so crucial to seek help from a professional. Call your OBGYN, call your midwife, call whoever that person is for you, and have a conversation. Both the postpartum depression and anxiety are treatable conditions, and seeking support is a brave and important step in healing. Healthcare providers, including your OBGYN, your midwife, or even a mental health professional, if you have a therapist, can offer the guidance and the treatments to help you find the right medication. And as someone who wasn't put on the right medication first, it is okay to go back and say, hey, I don't think this is working. What else can we try? You know your body. You are your own best advocate. Don't be afraid to say, hey, this isn't working. We need to do something else. So there are several risk factors that can make women more susceptible to postpartum depression, anxiety. Things like hormonal changes, this plays a significant role, as the abrupt drop in hormone levels after childbirth, they can contribute to mood fluctuations and emotional instability. Additionally, women with a history of depression or anxiety, either during or before pregnancy, have a higher risk of experiencing postpartum depression or anxiety. Genetic predisposition, oh my goodness, y'all, can also play a role. As some women may be more vulnerable to these conditions due to genetic makeup. You know, it's often made me wonder how many people in my family before me actually dealt with postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety, but there just wasn't a name for it back then. This episode was partly sparked because of all this conversation coming up with Britney Spears. And when I look back and she talks about the postpartum depression she was going through, people just said she was crazy, and really, she just needed help. Like, it is just not talked about, and I hope if you hear this episode, you'll share it with somebody who's expecting a child, or somebody who maybe just had a child, or you just keep this in your back pocket in case you're going to have a child, or you know someone who will, because this is something that is just so hidden and it is so devastating because we as women deserve to be supported just as much, if not more, after birth than our baby, okay? We are expected to take care of our baby, but we have to make sure, y'all, we're taking care of ourselves too. So, to help new mothers manage stress and anxiety during this time, there are various coping strategies that can be beneficial. One essential strategy is prioritizing self-care, okay? This includes allowing the new mother to get enough sleep, or if it is you, that you rest, okay? It is okay to rest. It is okay to let your spouse take care of the baby. Even if you're feeding, get pockets of rest in there, okay? Maintaining a healthy diet, make sure y'all are drinking enough water and staying hydrated, especially if you're breastfeeding because the baby's still taking a lot from you. And finding time for activities that bring joy and relaxation. It's okay to go take a hot shower and not just for 2 or 3 minutes because like that's a necessity, right? It is okay to go outside and just have a walk. It's okay to say you need 30 minutes to yourself. If you are struggling with postpartum depression, anxiety, it just can feel so overwhelming until you're medicated. And sometimes even when you are medicated, don't be afraid to communicate your needs and boundaries with your partner, with family, and with friends. Have these open and honest conversations so you can ensure that you are receiving the support that you require and that you deserve. So engaging in even some stress-reducing activities like light exercise, okay? We can't exercise right away, but we can go for a nice, just gentle walk, okay? There's mindfulness. There's journaling. There are things that can be so beneficial to help calm your thoughts. Ultimately, it's just so vital that new mothers be gentle with themselves, okay? And acknowledge that it is okay to ask for help. I hope y'all hear me. Please, please, please ask for help. This time around with Chasen and after my preeclampsia, I asked for so much help. I spent a good chunk of the 3 weeks my husband was so blessed to have off resting because I knew the toll it was taking on my body. So taking care of your mental well-being is just as important as taking care of the baby. Make sure that both of y'all are getting what you need. So the good thing is, if you've been diagnosed with this or you're listening to this and you're like, I feel like I resonate with this, there is definitely treatments out there, okay? There are tons of different treatment options for the postpartum depression and the anxiety. And it's important that you just give your OBGYN, your midwife, whoever it is, a call, okay? A lot of times, one thing that's super beneficial is therapy. Some people also need antidepressants. I personally went through both. I had to find an antidepressant that worked well for me. And I also made sure that I was in support groups and I was in therapy and I was talking to people who understood what I was going through because it can feel so isolating and it can feel so alone. But I bet you if you reach out to people within your circle, a lot of them have also been through this. But it's also just important that if you feel like you need a therapist, that safe space one time a week or two times a week to help you navigate all these emotions and get some new tools, please do that. Therapy does not mean you failed. Your emotions, the things you're feeling does not mean you failed. That's just you just taking another step to healing. And anytime you're trying to heal, that's being an amazing mother. So there are resources and organizations. The Postpartum Support International is a nonprofit organization that offers support and information and resources. That obviously the National Institute of Mental Health, they have that. Your doctor should have things. There may even be some support groups on Facebook or within your community. Just someone that can listen, that's going through it, that can help you feel normal. So to all of the new mothers out there who may be struggling with postpartum depression and anxiety, I want to send you a message of hope and support today. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Countless women have faced similar challenges. Just like myself, I also am in this same boat. But with the right support and treatment, you can overcome these difficulties and find the joy and fulfillment in your new role as a mother. Or maybe you're not new at being a mother, but this is the first time that you're actually understanding what this is. If you are experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression, anxiety, know that it is crucial to be proactive in taking care of your mental health. Recognize that seeking treatment is not a sign of weakness, y'all, but a brave and necessary step towards healing. Reach out to your healthcare professionals who specialize in postpartum mental health. Talk to people who can get you on the right path to meet your individual needs. Remember to prioritize your self-care and be gentle with yourself. Take time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Lean on your support system, your partner, your family, and your friends, and let them know how they can best support you during this. There is hope for recovery, and there are countless resources available to you. Don't be afraid to take advantage of those things. Don't be afraid to share your story. You are a remarkable and resilient woman, capable of navigating through these challenges. Believe in your strength. Seek the support you need. And know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You are not alone, my friends. And together, we will work towards your healing and well-being as you embark on this incredible journey of motherhood. As someone who is coming out of the fog and all of the experiences I've had with postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety, I can tell you that it does get better. You are not alone. And in case you have not heard it today, you are beautiful and you are loved, my friends. Never forget, empowered voices change the world. Let yours be heard.